Dalek, from Uncyclopedia, the content-free encyclopedia that anyone can edit. This page refers to the Doctor's mortal enemies for the Norwegian rainforest pygmies, Sea Dalek.
Exterminate!
What?
Exterminate!
What?
Exterminate!
No, it can't be, it can't be.
Exterminate! It can't be! Stop screaming, you sound silly! But Daleks, pronounced with accent on both syllables, are a race of physically challenged life forms from the BBC One Physics and Cosmology documentary Doctor Who. Organisms with their origins in the Khaled race of the planet Skarrow. They have no sense of pity, guilt, or common sense, and do the same thing they do every night, try to take over the universe. Image detected. Drone Dalek power.
Scientist Dalek power.
Strategist Dalek power.
Eternal Dalek power. Supreme Dalek power.
It's exterminating time! Section 1. Origin. The Dalek race was the result of two different sources of engineering innovation. The laboratory of the Khaled scientist Stavros and the corporation simply known as Skarrow Condiments. Section 1.1. Skarrow Condiments. Skarrow Condiments and Brussels Sprouts, LLC, DBA Skarrow Condiments, was a spice company best known for its spices. Originally famous for the iconic Skarrow Global Thermonuclear War hot sauce, Skarrow Condiments abruptly decided to branch out into other markets. As it happened, salt and pepper are becoming increasingly popular and in demand as the Khaled race began to acquire a taste for food that actually tasted halfway decent. So the company chose to build salt and pepper factories throughout the planet. Unfortunately, in their haste, the company confused their metric system units with their imperial system units, namely centimeters with nautical miles. This disaster of catastrophic proportions produced inventories upon inventories of oversized pepper pots that nobody could even lift, let alone shake for pepper. They were, however, the perfect size to encase killing machines. Unfortunately, these killing machines would not arise until Davros met the challenge of inventing them, by which time Skarrow Condiments had long gone bankrupt from the sheer amount of materials needed to sustain production. Image detected. Pivotal moments in Dalek history number 1. Skarrow Condiments' assembly line turns out to produce abnormally large pepper pots, and with them, abnormally coarse ground pepper, a novelty ingredient in Khaled cuisine for centuries to come. Section 1.2. Davros' experiments. By the time Davros came onto the research and development scene, global thermonuclear war had erupted between the Khaleds and the Thals, following an incident at a diplomatic conference involving, ironically enough, Skarrow Global Thermonuclear War hot sauce. Millions of soldiers were sent back from the battlefields with their bodies in wheelchairs and coffins, sometimes just their brains in jars. And the Khaled government's chief concern was to get these bodies and brains back to fighting the Thals as quickly as possible, even if that meant that they had to stay in their wheelchairs and coffins and jars. Davros, one of the government scientists working towards that goal, split from the rest of his group, giving the reason that he had killed the other members and they would so be unable to do any further work with him. Sensing nothing odd about this, the government gave Davros full support, allowing him to develop 3 iterations of his proposal for a travel machine.
An editor's note. This may have been a faulty transcription since in the Khaled language, travel, holiday, and extermination of the Thals are the same word.
Daleks do not care for homonyms. The Mark I travel machine was based upon the conventional design of a wheelchair. Davros believed most of the unwieldy nature of the wheelchair in combat situations came from its hand-operated mechanism, which left no hands free to shoot guns or throw grenades. Therefore, Davros resolved the issue by removing the wheels. While this eliminated the issue of having to turn the wheels by hand, it also eliminated the travelling aspect of the travel machine. Image detected. Pivotal moments in Dalek history number 2. Davros, in inventing the Mark 1 travel machine, demonstrates his complete ignorance of the concept of centre of mass. The Mark II travel machine was a radical redesign, what with the fundamental problem of immobility plaguing the Mark I travel machine. Essentially, the form factor was that of the modern Daleks. However, the midsection housed two robotic arms so as to enable soldiers to operate familiar and existing weaponry. This was also the first iteration of the travel machine, in which Davros pre-programmed the urge to exterminate not only the Tharves, but also all other races. However, this design too had its faults. The combination of robotic arms and urge to exterminate mostly ended in proto-Daleks reaching for the bug spray rather than for the machine guns. Image detected. Pivotal moments in Dalek history number 3. The Mark II travel machine demonstrates its capacity to exterminate 99.9% of its nemesis. The Mark III travel machine finally succeeded, thanks to the decision to take away the robotic arms and thus unlimited freedom, and replace them with a powerful ray gun and a toilet plunger. This was because of the original intention to separate the soldiers into combat corps and plumbing corps. However, soon enough, a sufficient number of casualties would be inflicted to create a corps corps, and the state of plumbing and Skaro became a less pivotal issue in domestic politics. Instead, the plunger became a melee weapon, if a poor one at that. Regardless, this, the third iteration of the travel machine, was the quintessential Dalek, in that its design and thought processes made as much sense as the fifth element. Section 2. History. The Daleks first saw action in the very war they were created for, the war between the Kaliks and the Tharves. They successfully exterminated all Tharves because they were the enemy, then successfully exterminated all Kaliks because they were built to destroy all other races than their own, and then successfully exterminated all the flies on the planet because the buzzing sound they made got on their nerves. Thus began the Daleks' reign of terror over the universe. The extermination of two civilizations and a lot of flies. From here, Dalek history enters the Dark Ages, largely because the Daleks were trapped in Davros' underground laboratory complex and someone accidentally turned out the lights. A brief glimpse into the era comes in the form of the Doctor's first encounter with the monsters, which suggests that Daleks may have spent the Dark Ages chasing people around in the same corridor over and over again, presumably to entertain their tasteless and thoughtless minds. Who wrote this script? Explain! 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 Image detected. Pivotal moments in Dalek history number 4. A Dalek enters a corridor in Skaro City. Another Dalek stops two of the Doctor's companions in the same corridor. Yet another Dalek travels down what is now clearly the only corridor left standing in Skaro City. Section 2.1. Dalek Empire. Then, out of nowhere, the Daleks emerge as a space superpower, spreading terror and chaos throughout the universe, presumably by doing the same thing they did in the Dark Ages. Even today, Dalek historians and Skarologists are baffled by the sheer speed and scale of the rise of the Dalek Empire, and the only explanation they have been able to suggest to date is that God appeared to the Daleks as a sort of vision, or that perhaps they encountered God as a machine. Many theorists dismiss this theory as a cop-out and claim that such an occurrence would be utterly ludicrous. Eventually, the Daleks stretched far out enough to invade Earth, which unfortunately is the one thing that is sure to get the Doctor's attention. Since humanity is the Doctor's pretty little widget that the Doctor likes to play with, the Daleks obviously touched a deep nerve. The Daleks and the Doctor thus became nemesis, with the Daleks bent on the total annihilation of the rest of the universe, the Doctor bent on the total annihilation of the Daleks, and the flies of the universe bent on deadly vengeance against the Daleks. When the Dalek Empire started to be beaten back by the Doctor and his friends, a faction of Daleks realized that an evil empire in their universe had as little chance as had flies against a fleet of Daleks. They revolted and sought the total annihilation of the Imperial Daleks. The Imperial Daleks in turn sought the total annihilation of the renegade Daleks. Therefore, the Doctor's annihilation of both factions was a huge win for everyone, except for the small detail for the Daleks that they were, in fact, ex-Daleks. Image detected. Pivotal moments in Dalek history number 5. During a battle in the Imperial Renegade Dalek Civil War, a renegade Dalek takes a moment to relive the glory of his ancestors and zap some flies. Section 2.2, Time War and Restoration. Nonetheless, the surviving Daleks waged war against the Time Lords. This Time War is of very little importance and will not be discussed, except for the mention of the total destruction of the planets Gallifrey and Skardo, as well as the annihilation of almost all Daleks and Time Lords by the Doctor. Following the Time War, the surviving Daleks decided that to retaliate for what the Doctor had done to their race, they would constantly pester him by half-heartedly threatening humanity once or twice every year or so. This continued until the Daleks realized that there were only 3 of them left and fled. The 3 Daleks somehow managed to convince Winston Churchill's scientists that they were human inventions, a convincing process they could not possibly have accomplished without a few dozen lobotomies, and set about restoring their race from pure Dalek DNA. In retrospect, this appears to have been a mistake. Image detected. Pivotal moments in Dalek history number 6. The progenitor's smoke and fog machine strikes terror into the Doctor's heart. Also pictured, a Dalek. Section 3. Anatomy and Technology. The anatomy and technology of Daleks may be dealt with in 2 parts. Anatomy and Technology. Section 3.1. Anatomy. Often, Daleks are referred to as robots. This, as we have seen, is patently false.
Brief editor's note, the patent is still pending.
The extremely silly exterior, which is the part of the Dalek typically seen by humans as they point and laugh just before someone gets hurt, is actually just weaponry, battle armor, life support, transportation device, and massage chair. It would be more accurate to describe Daleks as cyborgs, albeit very comfortable and soothed ones on holiday owing to the aforementioned massage chair functionality. The actual Dalek being is a garlic mutant whose DNA began radical mutations from frequent overdoses of Skardo Global Thermonuclear War hot sauce. Most of the original Garlet appearance is therefore gone, except for the brain, one eye, and tentacles that the Garlets presumably assimilated from their pet octopuses. Image detected. Pivotal moment in Dalek history number 7. A look at the Garlet mutant inside the post-Time War Dalek yields a crucial revelation. They are in some dire need of anti-aging cream. Section 3.2. Technology. The Garlet mutant is, of course, an utterly unremarkable creature on its own, and would not survive a swarm of vengeful flies for more than 3 seconds. Its augmented technology is what makes it a Dalek, a creature of chaos and shouty destruction. For instance, the Dalek casing takes over vision, speech, and locomotion. The eye stalk is reminiscent of the submarine periscope in that it is equally practical and equally silly and vulnerable. The voice apparatus is actually a soundboard with a spoken word, exterminate, in 128 combinations of inflections, volumes, and degrees of malice. In addition, the word obey is available in 32 different combinations of attitudes, tonal qualities, and degrees of desperation. It is a common misconception that Daleks are unable to move up or down staircases. This was true only before the Dalek Civil War, during which the Dalek Empire finally realized its flaws 6,000 years after their genesis. After the Dalek Civil War, of course, the Daleks went mad and became hyperactive maniacs, not just using staircases, but flying all around Canary Wharf. Daleks are equipped with two chief tools, the gun and the plunger. The gun obviously kills the Dalek's target by inverting the colours in its environment. The plunger, while originally developed to be a melee weapon, also serves as a plunger should a team of Daleks need to take interim jobs as plumbers or escape through a pipe blocked by raw sewage. Image detected. Pivotal moments in Dalek history number 8. The Daleks actually evolve sensibly. Section 4. Future. The future of the Dalek race admittedly looks grim. Their recent reversion to pure Dalek DNA has unfortunately resulted in the side effect that nobody takes them seriously any longer. Their midsections no longer swivel, undoing one of the coolest changes the Dalek form has ever underwent. Their repeated invasions of Earth have almost become an annual ritual for multinational corporations and organizations like NATO and the United Nations, coordinating Dalek invasion drills every spring, complete with panicking techniques and vision impairing methods. Yet, if only to spite the Doctor, the Daleks will always be preparing for next Saturday night, when they will do the same thing they do every Saturday night, try to take over the universe! See, also, Doctor Who, the Doctor, Cybermen, and the 1944 Summer Olympics. The soundfile and all text in the article are property of the Dalek Empire. All hail the Daleks!